Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up, all down.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
I know you said it, girl.
Jimmy, yeah.
Hello, hello, hello out there. Good evening. Hey, it is Mindful Monday. We have a lot of things to be mindful for. I know that you guys are out there running around buying those gifts, trying to get everything, but I'd just like to share with you, and we already know this, that the best gift is life. So you want to stay aware out there. You want to stay safe. Please watch the traffic. Be joyful. Be kind. And most important, be mindful of others out there. We're going to go short and sweet today because this is Mindful Monday. Tiffany with an eye is out there moving around. She'll be joining us in a moment. But before we get going, I would like to say, you know, our lives are infinitely precious. To not attain a state of absolute happiness in this lifetime is a great loss. We can gain indestructible happiness. What we have to do is just keep on moving out there, and we do it now and not sometime in the future. Quit putting it off. It's going to rain tonight. They say it's going to be a downpour. So let's get going here. We're going to be short and sweet. Welcome in. We love you. You're waking up with Linda Mac Shan.
Ah!
right here, right now. I said,
to keep others elevated. And we have Miss Tiffany Jones, Tiffany with an I, on with us this evening. Tiffany, hello, hello, hello.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. I know you've had a hectic, crazy day out there, and we appreciate you for taking our time to give us some of this mindfulness short and sweet today so we can get back on to our projects. I am so glad that you are here. So talk to us. What do you want us to be mindful of for this Mindful Monday? Yeah, you know this is your day. You like Mindful Monday.
Well, you have to excuse me. I'm just getting in so to take the call. But for people, you know, we're still not 100% there. I was trying to get home so I could get in a quieter place than being outside and in a cab or an Uber or Lyft. But they're still short-staffed, and they're drivers, so you still have to be a little bit more patient. That's what I learned today, and having to be mindful. So we're still doing our thing, though. We are also trying to get our Christmas shopping done. That wasn't what I was doing today, but just be mindful, again, that people, they're coming back, and they're, you know, being staffed, and if there's not Uber or Lyft, there's probably the cab company that could come and take you or pick you up. So I had to do a little maneuvering today.
You had to maneuver in because of the weight and everything. I haven't had the opportunity to get out there. I do have a service that I use sometimes when I'm going on my medical, but I don't like to riding cabs during the holiday, but you have to do that, as you say, because of the Ubers and the Lyfts are short-staffed out there. And to be honest with you, I really don't want to drive out there because it's crazy. It's very crazy, no matter what time of day you get out.
It's a little, yeah, it is. Everybody's out there, and people are there, I guess, not so much today because, you know, it looked like it was going to rain today, and so tomorrow it's going to rain.
Yes, that's what
they say it's on the forecast. So probably not as many people will be out tomorrow. But if you are, just be mindful of time, and you may have to maneuver a different way. You know, you might originally thought you were going to, you know, go by Lyft or Uber, which I thought, and the driver for some reason couldn't find me, although I was standing at the curb. And I was and canceled the ride, so I was just like,
okay, great.
I was like, okay, I'm going to get home by 8 o'clock.
Oh, my goodness.
And I did. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that
That's why I had to call the cab.
Okay. I'm glad. We appreciate you on that because we don't let anything get in our way. And And I see that you are that determined individual that is a woman of your word, which is very, very important because our word is what we have. But it can get a little bit crazy and short out there. Sometimes you're out there, you might have to go hang in the ladies' room and say hello, hello. I know I've had to do it several times, but I understand what you're singing about.
No,
the short
staff. I did that. I actually had dinner before coming back across town because I had a friend who said, called and said, let's have dinner, which was great
mm-hmm.
because then I could let the traffic die down before I came home.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a very, very busy day just because I'm on the phone constantly with the what I'm doing for my, the production of the show
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
all kinds of things. And I was just like, not too overwhelmed, but it was, thank God I know how to do what I do because, people could get a little upset and decide that,
Well, everybody is going through anxiety. Everybody's impatient. I was just sticking up here. We're going to carry it out. We'll mention more on Find It Out Friday, Christmas week, next week. You got people coming in from all over the country because they want to come to sunny California.
Yeah.
It's not going to be so sunny tonight after 10, but, probably by the beginning of Christmas week, it'll be out there smiling again. And either way, if it's raining or whatever, they won't see no sun, but at least they won't be digging out of no snow things. So around this time, and now that people are moving around, they're coming in. So, we're
mm-hmm.
we're going to be some pretty busy campers because that week of Christmas, there's a lot of events going on, and you have to get out there and participate and work with the community. So I just want everybody to just
mm-hmm.
watch out for the information. Because it might be a bit
yeah.
altered. Yeah, it won't go as normal with all of the transportation, the holiday, the visitors, and all of that. So we might be switching it up a little bit, but we'll keep everybody posted. Well, I'm glad to know, Miss Tiffany, with an I see it, I get it done. I'm going to make this happen. That's why I like to say that about you. I'm glad that you're giving us heads up on the way this transportation situation is running out here. So I think we
mm-hmm.
spoke before, you said you have to, when you Uber your Lyft, sometimes I don't get there, but the taxis are just waiting for it, right? So they're ready to pick up.
I mean, transportation generally in this city is pretty good, but, as everyone's starting to come back to work slowly to these companies, you just have to be mindful that everyone is not there. You might have to wait. You might have to call again, or you might have to do something else. So if you have plan A, you might have to go to plan B. And if plan B doesn't work, you might have to go to plan C.
I got you.
So,
I have you.
And
don't wait till the last minute to move out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people
just kind of have it organized.
Yes. Leave some open time. I call it some stretch time. Or usually I say start about 30 minutes ahead of time. That's what you call crisis management. Because I can guarantee you, when you're in a rush and you have to be somewhere, you're going to run into a crisis. So just leave that slot open for crisis management so you can make that plan A, B, or C. And sometimes even
right.
A. You know?
Oh, I know. But I'll tell you what happened that really was really kind of cool. I have this battery, a charger that I carry with me. And I don't know how many people carry phone chargers with them or, you leave the house, it's fully charged, and then you go through your day. And then as you're doing things on your phone, you may or may not see, the battery charge level, right?
Okay.
So the thing that saved me today was this battery charger.
Okay.
It's an external battery charger, and it was so helpful because, being on the phone all day, like I am some days, like I was today and have been in the past few weeks, I'm like trying to figure out like how to do this where I still have battery power,
Mm-hmm.
So I figured it out, but I think this is a good device to have. And some of them are just so small and slender. You don't even know that it's a battery. So I recommend anybody who is on the phone a lot, you know, doing things a lot, like, you know, browsing the internet or whatever you do that takes up a lot of energy on your from your battery, then that is key. That's what helped get me through the day.
Oh, wow. I kind of like that. You know, yeah, keep a extended battery charge. I've seen those devices. I've had them often, but I'm glad you brought it up. It reminded me to go get another one. Yeah.
Or another phone, either or. Yeah. I mean, you know. You know, some people have two and three phones, and you're like, why do you have two phones? You know, you question those who do. But sometimes when you're on the phone and you're doing a lot on your phone, you need another one just in case the battery needs recharging and you need to continue to do business. So I found it very effective today, and I was very happy.
Wow. Well, I'm making myself a note, battery, extended battery charger.
Christmas gift for someone.
It's what?
I said it could be a Christmas gift for someone, right?
That's true. That's true. But with different phones, you have to really can't be a surprise because you have to know, you know, if the telephone is compatible. But I've had them before. I don't have them lately because usually I'm in the midst of two or three phones. But it's a good idea, and I'm glad that you brought it up. And then another thing, you know, people are out there traveling. And the different modes of that they're traveling, they have to be aware that, you know, like on the plane, we know we can't use our phone. Then there's persons that are traveling on trains. Some of those trains don't have Wi-Fi or any of that. So that's something always to check into also, you know, so you know what you have to do out there. I don't know anything. I know on airplane you have to put everything, but I have no intention of getting on an airplane. And it would be so many people coming this way, I just have to stand still, and I guess I'll go for New Year's because they want to come to sunny California. Okay? And
I know, but I mean, who could blame anyone who's in the snow to come to California?
Yeah, I had a friend that moved to Memphis, and I checked everyone through that. I have a friend in Kentucky. So I checked with Kentucky. Are you guys okay? Were you affected by the tornado? They said they were more west of it. I have a friend in Memphis. She says she was fine, but all that wind and that rain and make some Miss Cali. I told her to come on back home, okay? Just come on back home.
Right?
And that's why, yeah, we have the goodness. And then it's, when it rains here, you have to say your prayers before you go out the door. I mean, say them heavy because we are not accustomed to driving in the rain. And so when you have to get out there, you want to be all prayed up, as they say, and protected up so you can reach your destination because they be slipping and sliding. I was driving in, and I saw a little few sprinkles coming on the windshield. I said, let me get home because this is just the beginning, and it's going to get slippery and slidy out here. And I know, you do not take off from the stop sign going 50 in the rain, okay? But we're not accustomed to it. So pray up out there. Be mindful of your protection and your prayer, and also be mindful of out there because it's just crazy. I'm liking seeing the people move around. I'm liking seeing the joy. I'm enjoying it, and I really, really understand it. You know, we have to get out here and get instead of taking one vitamin D a day, I take two. Okay, I'll keep that vitamin D going because if you're not out there in the sun a lot, you have to keep yourself up. But it's been very interesting starting off the beginning of the week. We're going to flow through the week. And then, you know, I have nieces that come in. I clean the icebox shop. I say, go shopping until you get here, okay? And all my good stuff that I know I don't want anybody to touch, guess what I do? I lock it up. Because, see, they can come in. They normally, you know, they say, well, oh, I'm going to have this. But if they see that good bottle over there of that good stuff, they're not going to drink their stuff. They want to drink that good stuff, you know. Well, my philosophy is if you want to drink that good stuff, you better bring it up in here because you're not going to get aunties, okay? I hide it. Yeah, sure do. Sure do. Since being selfish, and I'm just selfish when it comes down to that. We used to give parties a lot. You take that cheapo and put it in a Crown Royal bottle or whatever. Oh, they think they drinking Crown Royal. I would just be sniggling. Because the bottle makes a difference, okay? Now, you have some true...
Yeah, that's
yeah, you have some true liquor connoisseurs, they'll know when they taste it that wasn't Crown Royal. Okay, but it's just good to play with it and sample it out there. But I'm glad that you made it. You came on with us. I made sure that we go short and sweet. Sometime it gets good. And we take it a little bit further,
I wanted
to stick to the track today. And I know it's crazy because people are very, very busy and traveling and everything else are preparing to travel. And it's just a lot of energy moving out there. So when I settle down, I balance myself out. I go into my meditation mode and I take my deep breaths and I do a little bit of yoga over here just to end my day because you're moving so quickly that you have to slow your brain down. I went with a friend. Yeah, you do because it's moving. I had a friend to meet us for breakfast and one of the friends forgot a vaccination card so she couldn't go in the restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Well, there we go. That's another thing like I said, I'm for people who do it, however you decide to govern your situation, that is up to any individual, And it's like, okay, well, you don't have it. That's what I'm saying. Mindfully be prepared that you're going to need vaccination cards to do almost anything around here.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so I was walking the other day, walked past a theater, right, a movie theater where they have popcorn and everything and these reclining seats and, they're doing something different, right? So, I love movie popcorn. So I know I just haven't been to the movies in a while. But when I asked the lady at the front, office, the box office was what they, referenced it as, she told me that the smallest bag of popcorn that they had was $8.79, and I couldn't wrap my mind around $8.79. And I know that it goes towards the workers and the concessions are just which is great. But I guess I haven't been to the movies in such a long time that the price doubled, right?
It's double out there. Well, I'm glad you shared it. I have to go get me some Jiffy Pop and put some butter on it and make it think that it's smelling like the kind out the movie theater. But I'm glad you're sharing it. No, everything is up out there. And I was watching the news this evening, and they stated, even the alcohol in the clubs, the drinks are going to go up. Already the alcohol that you purchase from the shelf, like your Bimbo or whatever, some of the imports, they are not getting in, and then when they get in, they're too high. So on that note, we're going to leave it with keep mindful out there, Tiffany with an I. Be observant. Listen to what she says. All of you guys who don't have an extended battery charger, go get one. I'm going to go get one first thing in the morning if it's not pouring down out there and I don't have to jump in a boat the row to get to where I have to go. But I am one thing that has stuck with me on this Mindful Monday is to tell the listeners to get you a backup extended battery charger just in case that we're on these phones the way that we're on these phones. And on that note, Tiffany with an I.
And traveling, too. And we're all traveling.
Yeah, you have to travel, so you want to have that. But we appreciate that. So we're going to cut it off, Tiffany with an I. We love you. Have a great evening. And
love
I will talk
too.
With you
Thank
soon.
You.
Thank you. Relax Thank down. You. Love you.
I love you.
It's that special time of year. And with Christmas drawing near. We run around all over town and try to spread a little cheer. But it's more than names on our shopping list. It's a time to reminisce. Children play, while grown-ups plan the holiday. We do all we should, trying to be good and remembering to give praise. But it's more than fancy bows and mistletoe. It's joy unspeakable and love.
How to deal? We care, share, we love all through the land.